Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewers from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Kate Zinard.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Amanda Carestio.
Today on the podcast, we're talking all things fleece, patterns, techniques, and everything in between. And then we'll share a little something in our Sojo segment. But before we get started, how is everyone doing?
Doing okay. Kind of in the mood to sew with all of this snow we've gotten in Colorado.
Yep. First snow of the season happened yesterday and is still happening.
Luckily not happening.
Luckily not too heavy.
No. And it's still. Yeah. It's barely a snow by Colorado standards, but it counts.
It does count.
Multiple inches. And I feel like it's like the perfect weather for our topic today.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, you guys had snow. We had like a mini, like almost like heat wave last week. It was on Thursday. I think it got up to 25 Celsius. So I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit. I think it's in the 80s.
That's pretty warm.
Whoa. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just so funny. Like, all I wanted to do was like wear my coat and stuff. And I was like, and I already switched to flannel sheets. And I was so hot.
Oh my gosh. That must have been terrible.
I know. It's like you just want to do cozy things, but it's like so warm out. But it was beautiful. Like it was beautiful out. But like I went for a walk and I'm in like this, you know, fleece pullover. And then by the end, I'm in like a t-shirt and stuff. It's just, yeah. It's, oh, weather, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm jealous. Although I think we did have a couple of 80 degree days pretty
definitely.
Recently. Yeah, uh-huh. Colorado. I don't know how it is up there, Meg, but in Colorado, it can go from 80 degrees to snowing in 12 hours. Mm-hmm. If it's one of those days. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am feeling like super not ready for winter, but can't complain because like we had the best fall in my time of being in Colorado. Like it was just beautiful. It didn't rain, so like the leaves hung on for a really long time, and it was, the weather was great. I don't know, we had the best October, so I'm gonna try not to be, you know, too whiny about it, but
I'm hoping this snow melts up and then we get another at least 2 weeks of this nice fall, because it really has been beautiful. And
it's been great.
I would like to have a little bit more of it before real winter sets in, please.
Yeah. A little bit more transition would probably be good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Colorado doesn't seem to do that very well.
Last year.
Exactly.
Rained.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure what you mean by transition, because I've lived in Colorado basically all my life, and this seems pretty normal to me.
No, it's normal. But normal for here, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's putting me in the mood to sew, so I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I thought of you yesterday. I had a pumpkin spice latte yesterday.
I had pumpkin spice coffee this morning, and I also thought of you. Apparently, it's a thing.
Oh, nice. That's like what, great. I'll take it.
But I wanted to mention, remember how last week I said I had to like, I was leaving town in a couple of days and I had planned to sew like two turtlenecks and a baby blanket. I did it.
Yay!
I know. It took a lot of just just getting in and out of the studio. It took like 10 visits to the studio, but I did it. I made matching turtlenecks for my friend and I with matching headbands, and I made an embroidered baby blanket with our friend's baby name. Yeah, we left on Wednesday and we recorded on Sunday. So I did it in 2 days.
Nice.
There you go, Meg.
You know, so that's... if I just really need something and I needed to, like, I can do it. It was a lot, but I did it.
Yeah. It's, you're still the same Meg you were before Jake.
I know.
I know.
Exactly. She's still in there.
Yeah. And I realized that I can surge and sew while Jay's napping in the next room, so like we share a wall, but I think his sound machine is like pretty draining, and like the hum of a sewing machine is really not kind of far off, so it was a good realization. I was so scared to like I would use my sewing machine, but not my serger because it's a lot louder. But I did, and he slept through it, so it was great. But he woke up, and it was so funny. Like, I was mid, like, binding stitch, so it's like, like my sewing machine would sit for like a bit with just like the needle right in it. Then I'd have to come back and do like 10 minutes. Like, it's just like, it was so funny, like how it happened, but it was really funny.
Way to go.
I felt really, really great.
Awesome. So proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And I haven't said anything since.
That's okay. No judgment here. I haven't sewn anything. At all. So there we go. What can I say? All right. Shall we jump into our So What's New segment?
Yeah. Yeah. I see Amanda has one. I've opened the link. Looks super cute.
Yeah. I just happened to find this one. This is a new designer to me, and I believe she's based in France. And she has, she actually has knitting and sewing patterns.
Oh.
The designer is Caledonia Dreamin. And I found this, the Kaolin boho blouse. So many cute details. I think this time of year, like, I think about making long sleeve woven blouses. And, like, I love a basic button-up, but I think, I don't know, I'm always thinking about, like, what else I can do, what other silhouettes to try, what other details to kind of make that a little bit more interesting. So this one caught my eye. It's got a yoke, it's got a little tie collar, poofy sleeves, and they're these cool, I don't know what they would be called. Maybe just a tuck on the sleeve.
And yeah, they're like big pin tucks. They're
big
so pretty.
Pin tucks. And I've seen these on other designs, but I really liked how this one kind of incorporated those and the kind of gathered yoke. So I don't know. It just looked interesting. Like a lot of fun details to play with. Again, it's the Kaolin. Boho blouse by Caledonia Dreamin. Just caught my eye. I really like it.
It's really cute.
Yeah. It's definitely like, you know, a take on the boho blouse. But again, I don't know. Sometimes I oversimplify and I don't know. I haven't made anything like that would be qualified as fussy at all in like years. And not that this is fussy. It just does have quite a few details and some things that I haven't, like those giant pen tucks on the sleeves. I haven't really done anything like that. So looks like, I don't know, fun to try some new techniques.
For sure. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Looking at this post, I realize I haven't gathered fabric in a year.
I mean, when?
Oh, lucky you.
But I love this blouse. It's so cute.
It's
eventually
cute.
When I have more time in the studio, I love this. Even like I would so make it a dress too. You added another like gathered tier.
Totally.
Very cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. Now I'm just another sewing pattern company that I can shop.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. They have some really cute like bodysuit patterns with like sweetheart necklines and square necklines. Like what a cute some cute styles from this company.
Cool.
It's always so fun when you learn about like a new sewing pattern company.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to help enable you, Meg. That's what
gosh.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I have two actually. I love Named Clothing and they released a couple patterns and there's these mimosa culottes. And they just really caught my eye. I just like loved the like fuchsia that the sample's sewn in. It's just I don't know. I guess the color more caught me, but I just love them. Like I would probably figure out how to like elasticize them.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like a fly closure, which maybe it's not in the cards to sew or wear right now, but I do love like the pleat and everything, you know. And I think just the color I really love. And then they also released the Lilla Lila pinafore and blouse pattern, which is almost like a take on their like Kielo wrap dress, yes, as well. Totally. But this has like gathered sleeves, and I'm trying to think. Can you? It almost looks like you can sew it in a woven or knit. I know the Kielo is a knit one, but this one looks like a almost like a woven version of that pattern.
Yeah, I bet you can sew it in either. I mean, it's like, it's really only fitted because of the ties, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, fabric suggestion for medium weight, non-stretch fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that has been on my to sew list for so long. I have it printed out. So I love to see this other version too, with like the little gathered sleeves. And it's just so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, love yeah. it. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Wow, some really cute finds today.
Mm-hmm.
I, as usual, have nothing. Sorry, guys.
Oh, don't be sorry.
Never what can I say? Sorry. Yeah, don't be sorry. I've been let's blame it on the COVID vaccine, which has made me ill. But I will. I'm getting better, and yes, we'll just blame it on the COVID vaccine. Okay.
And the snow.
Done.
And the snow. And the snow, always.
And the snow. All right. We'll take a little break, then we'll come back and talk about fleece.
Yay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I believe this discussion topic kind of came about in our last episode as we were talking. And we're like, we were talking a lot about fleece, it seemed, or like cozy, or I don't know. And I just remember we said, let's just talk about fleece. This episode.
Yeah, I think we were talking lightweight fall layers.
Yes, and, that was mm-hmm. Vest, was it?
Vest.
I can't even remember.
Yes, vest it. Vest it. Definitely fleece mm-hmm. for that.
Mm-hmm. So for this segment, I wanted to do something a little different. So I utilized ChatGPT and asked it questions about fleece. I asked like, what is fleece? And I'll just read kind of this response, and then I went on to ask it like, what are the best sewing patterns for fleece and stuff like that. And so it was just kind of fun to utilize that and like see what it would come up with. So basically, like, fleece fabric, it's known for its ability to provide warmth without significant weight. It's like nice and lightweight. It's a really popular choice for blankets and cold weather. It's also breathable and dries quick. So you see it again in like a lot of active wear. It's also used in a lot of lining. Like, you can find double face fabrics, and often one side is fleece. Mm-hmm. So it adds that nice extra layer of warmth, and comes in various thicknesses and textures, including micro fleece, which is really fine and is used for, again, more lightweight clothing, and polar fleece, which is nice and thick and it has more insulation. It's really versatile and it is a widely used material in the textile industry, which we know it's we love it. So where do we best purchase fleece? Where is like your fleece that you have in your, do we have any fleece in our stash and where do we get it from?
Go ahead, Kate.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't have any in my stash and no? I feel like where I see most fleece is in Joanne and I feel like every year they just have like more and more space dedicated to fleece. I do think that they've got some variation, some different offerings in terms of quality. Like they've got their standard fleece. They have tons of prints, like cute novelty prints, cats and pizza and tacos, which I love. And then they've got maybe like a higher quality fleece that's a little bit more expensive, maybe thicker too. Uh-huh. But I just tend to avoid that part of the store because I don't really know what to do with it. I think part of it is a lot of the fleece that is available is like doesn't have much stretch to it. So it's like a cozy fabric, but doesn't have a lot of stretch. I think it probably it probably varies and you can find some with more stretch than others. But I think that's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like cozy fabric that's not stretchy, like really like sweatshirt fabric that doesn't have a lot of stretch to it.
Oh yeah,
don't love it because you want it to be stretchy and cozy and then you put it on and it's like too stiff. So I think that's part of the reason. I just don't know what to do with it. But they've got a good array of fabrics and it is nice because I do think maybe fleece is something that's nice to buy in person because you could tell a little bit more about the quality. So that's kind of it for me. Like, that's really all I know.
I actually was going to say basically the same thing that Amanda did. I can imagine in some situation, I suppose, buying fleece somewhere other than Joanne's. But considering that, like, half the section that's saved for fabric seems to be fleece most of the time, especially this time of year. It just seems like, why would I go looking for fleece somewhere else when I can go to the Joann's and find, you know, about 600 different prints and styles and, you know, all of those kind of things. But I also don't work with fleece a whole lot. I'm actually wearing a cardigan right now that I made that has fleece on one side and a knit fabric on the other. So I guess I'm full of it, but it's just not something I grab for most of what I do. Again, it's a little bit of a challenge to find the right thing to do with it. So I do have a little bit in my stash. Actually, I've got a lot in my stash because I a couple of years ago for everybody for Christmas, I made fleece scarves because you don't have to sew them. You just have to cut them.
Yeah.
and so I've got a whole bunch of scrap left over from that. But that is most of what the fleece in my stash is leftover bits from making scarves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just turned around and I only have lime green fleece. I have about 3 fleeces in different like shades of green. I haven't used them yet, but I find that what you said, Amanda, too. It's nice to buy fleece in store because it can range so vastly. Like some like literally have no stretch. Some are very stretchy. Some are thin. Some, you know. Mm-hmm. But I find the issue with like when I do go to buy fleece in store, I find it's really geared towards kids a lot. It's hard to find like really nice, like nice colors and like athletic type, that kind of ones that if you want to make kind of more like adult like clothing. So fleece is great if you're making like, you know, pajamas or fun little blank. Like I like to go in store for those. But I find it's hard to shop in store for like that really good performance.
Yeah.
Fleece in like a nice color. So I did some research and I was surprised that Blackbird Fabrics actually has a huge range of fleece. Like I just went on their website and typed fleece. They have polar fleece. They have bamboo cotton stretch fleece. They have teddy fleece, which is almost like Sherpa-y. And then they have like the Polar Tech micro fleece as well. So I was actually surprised at how many different options of fleece that they have that you can make kind of different things in. And also Discovery Fabrics as well. They carry a lot of athletic fabrics and they have like bamboo fleece and Polar Tech fleece as well. So if I'm looking to like make myself something like, yeah, like a jacket, like wicking and all like those qualities, I would shop online. But if it's like a fun, like, you know, kids project or something, like, I don't know, I would definitely would go in store to explore all those like fun prints and stuff. So.
Indeed. I would have to say two things. One, I think I mentioned, I think we must have talked about fleece on So and Tell at some point along the way, because I remember sharing and did want to just mention it here that I like using fleece for Halloween costumes and just costumes in general, because it is so, it's quick to work with. They have like any color you need. You don't have to finish the fabric edges. I did make Booker a pair of blue overalls for Bob the Builder costume way back in the day. And that was super fun. I mean, it's kind of like it's a little bit bulky, so you don't have to worry about like fitting or details or, you know, anything like that. So the other thing I will say is that I have one of my folks that I follow on Instagram fully embraced the kind of kitschy fabrics. I don't know where she got her fabrics, but she did a whole series, I think it was last winter, of like cat themed polar fleece outerwear. And it was like Catagonia. And she even made like Catagonia labels. And I think her profile is Karen Hearts Toby, and we've been friends for a long time, but I've just loved it so much. 'Cause I tend to like, I don't know, maybe fleece is an area where you could just embrace the like kitschy patterns and make yourself like a taco pullover.
Oh yeah.
You know, like maybe we all need to just like have a little bit more fun. At least I do. I'm definitely like way too practical. But I loved her series. I think she made some for herself and some for her husband. It was just so fun. I loved it so much.
That's awesome. I love that. Catagonia.
Catagonia. That is so cute. I don't know why I didn't think of it until right now, thinking about like those fun print fleece. I need a new like in-house like robe. Like a cozy one. And what a perfect way to use like a fun fabric. It's just like a robe inside.
Perfect.
I think in that past episode I mentioned that I have a fleece caftan that I made for myself that I like to wear on cold days because it's like wearing a blanket.
Like snuggies and
exactly
stuff like that is so perfect to make in fleece. And again, it's like so quick. Like you don't need, it doesn't fray and like so easy. So we'll lead into, I asked ChatGPT, what are the best types of projects to make with fleece? And they said, you know, a basic pullover or zip-up hoodie, number one. Blankets and throws, which are super great. Winter accessories, which I remember when I was younger, I had so many like fleece hats. I kind of got out of fleece accessories when you're an adult. It just seems like a kid accessory, you know, like I had so many fleece mitts and hats when I was little. And I was like, I need to get back into that. And then again, fleece jackets and coats, and also pet accessories, lots of pet coats.
That's a good idea.
Pet blankets and pet beds are often made out of fleece too, which I didn't think about. And then pajamas, of course, are perfect. Perfect for fleece. Is there anything that ChatGPT missed?
Well, I think, as Amanda said, Halloween costumes are a great
option. Oh, yes, costumes. Yes, that, yeah, that's a perfect one.
Yeah, especially if you live somewhere cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm looking at the forecast for Halloween evening, and I'm not going anywhere, which is great, but I hope the kids are warm as they come through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, looks very comprehensive.
Amanda, what's your? Are you wearing like a shacket? And is that fleece?
It is a fleece shacket.
I love it.
Excuse me. I think I got it last year, and I bought it, and I have not taken it off since I bought it, except for the summer.
I was going to say, Amanda, I know you have, because I know what the weather was like here this summer.
It was hot. But as soon, that was like the silver lining of like it getting cold. I was like, ooh, I can put on my fleece shacket again. So yeah, I bought it, and I don't think it had ever occurred to me to make a fleece like button up, because I don't know, I tend to think of fleece as, again, like being less detailed, because it's bulky. That is my kind of main thing that has a stumbling block. For me, but this fleece shacket is amazing. And I'm putting that at, like, when I was thinking about this episode this morning, I was like, I really need to see if I can make my own fleece shacket, because I don't know, it is bulky in areas, but I'm going to study this one that I made. You know, I think that they didn't fully turn everything under. There's a lot of exposed serger seams, but it is so comfy. And I don't know. I feel like the shacket kind of makes it feel a little bit more upscale than like a standard fleece pullover. But it is the coziest darn thing. And actually, Ruby and I went to the thrift store yesterday, and she ended up picking up like a plaid fleece shacket as well. And I was like, dang, I really just need to like make a few, because it's the most comfy thing ever. And it's long, too. It's like knee length. So it's great.
Oh, my God. A fleece boiler suit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Jumpsuit on? Oh, my gosh.
Or like, I mean, overalls would be like adult overalls. I'd probably wear those inside and never take them off.
I know so many like kids' clothes are fleece, so like, many like pant wise and overall like wise and like and fun fabrics. So I was like, we should be making and wearing those too. That'd be so cute.
We were at the thrift store, and they had a bunch of like polar fleece like sweatpants and like teddy sweatpants, and like I was like, oh, I forgot, it hadn't even occurred to me. So I feel like you could do like, you know, a full fleece sweatsuit scenario.
Oh, I need to add that to my list.
Cozy.
For so sure. Cozy.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about what our fleece sewing goals are, but what have we sewn in fleece? past?
I have made a lot of scarves, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
I made this cardigan that I'm wearing, which is, you know, half fleece.
Oh,
also,
what pattern did you use?
It's the Sonu's one.
Is that the Keystone?
Yes, it's the Keystone.
Cardigan? Oh, I never thought about that in fleece.
So yeah, I did the Keystone cardigan. I did that Berta style coat that I made for Austria that had a fleece lining built in.
Oh, nice.
Basically glued together fabric.
Yeah.
I've lined a full length cloak that I made for going to my husband's LARP events. I lined the inside with fleece, and it has been very, very helpful on cold days. And I think maybe that's where I'm going to stop with my stuff that I've made with fleece. Mm-hmm. Probably made some hats. I can't really remember.
Yeah. I've definitely made like some projects for CME with fleece.
Oh, right.
And like, but I think they were mostly kid projects. Maybe a few fleece lined things, but I don't know. That tends to make me, it's like so hot. I don't usually go for fleece lined stuff. I think that might be it. I really haven't used it very much in the last 5 years. I don't know why.
That reminds me of a question just before I wanted to ask Kate this. Embroidering fleece. Yes. Is there, I guess it's not, I'm just wondering, would you need like a topper to
it?
Yeah,
you want to use topper okay. because of the loft, for sure.
Right. Okay.
But that's about, I think that's about the only real special thing you need to do. If it's super stretchy, you'll want to make sure you're using a cutaway stabilizer so it doesn't move very much.
Yeah.
But if you're using one that doesn't stretch a whole lot, you could probably get away with a tear away as well.
Yeah.
Just always use a topper because otherwise it's just going to sink in there and you're not going to see the embroidery. And you probably don't want to do like, stuff that's mostly just lines. You want to get something with some fill in it because it'll show up better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, I love that I can just do that off the top of my head like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what I've made. I've made like the So News like Palmer pullover. I love that in fleece.
I loved your version of that.
Right? I know, my lime green and hot pink Palmer pullover. I also, what you said, Kate, you made a coat. And I was like, I remember I made a coat, a Berta coat as well. It was like blue, like nylon on the outside, and it was fleece on the inside. And I love those because you don't actually have to like sew a separate lining. You just kind of finish it and it's awesome. You can either bind the seams or I just left them. I just top stitched them because, I mean, they don't fray. Mm-hmm. So I've made a coat. I think I must have made some pajamas in my I feel like it's a fabric and a project that you make when you learn, like you are learning to sew. I feel like I've sewn a lot of fleece like when I was first learning how to sew. I just can't remember, but I don't work with it as much as I thought, but I'm sure as I sew more for Jay, and I mean the warm months have come and gone, so I'm gonna it's like Jay was born in April and it's like he hasn't experienced like winter yet, so I've never had to think about like winter or like really warm clothing for him. So I think I'll be sewing a lot more with fleece, but yeah, I really can't think what I've really sewn with it, but yeah, the Palmer pullover is one of my favorites for sure. I also asked ChatGPT, what are the most popular jacket sewing patterns for fleece? I just wanted to get like super specific. And it seems like it didn't bring out any indie sewing patterns.
Yeah.
So I asked it, I go, what are the best indie sewing patterns for fleece? And it just gave me a generalization of what indie sewing patterns are. They're like, recently it's been a very popular thing to like these days. It's so fun. So it came up with this list. There's, I'm not gonna like read it out, but it was lots of like the Simplicity 1281, a McCall's M6614 fleece poncho, jackets and hats bundle, the Butterwick B5824. I do find that though sometimes these the big four patterns, they come in like the packs where you get a fleece, like you can get a hat, like a scarf and mitts and a jacket. So there, it is good for that, these ones. And there's the Quick Sew K3981, the Vogue V9366. That's what's the list that ChatGPT gave me for the most popular.
And I'll put that in the show notes.
Oh, okay. Great. But are there others? Like, I was thinking some indie ones, like the Almari pullover from Seamwork is a good one. And also there's these Ellis joggers from Sew Over It. They're kind of like adult fleece pants, which are really fun. And then Jali Patterns has a lot of nice athletic fleece sewing patterns. And I also found this company, well, I think you've introduced me to this company, the Matchy Matchy Sewing Club. They have this all-round crew PDF, and I just thinking that would be such a good pattern for fleece. So those were kind of my picks for other patterns that would be really good for fleece.
Oh yeah, that's really nice. Cute.
Yeah, they even have a quilted, like a quilted pullover. And I was like, a quilted fleece pullover would be so cute. It's like so nice and boxy. So you could use those like unstretchy kind of bulky fleeces for that pattern. That's that Matchy Matchy Sewing Club. I love their patterns. I bought some of their patterns for like summer sews, but I didn't get around to it. So next summer.
One of the ones that came in mind for me was I've never used a pattern from this company, but I've been aware of them for a while because I think that they had paper patterns in Joann, and they might still be there. But the Green Pepper Pattern Company.
How have I never heard of this? Oh my gosh.
It's more like outdoor gear, but they've got a lot of great jackets and vests and kids and adults and accessories, really with that kind of more outdoor focus. So, I don't know that they would have been on my radar, except that I had seen them in Joann, and they also have, really great bag patterns, I think.
Yeah.
And like packs and stuff. So like more technical items. But they're, some really great, like if you were looking to make kind of a North Face or Patagonia inspired pullover or vest, I feel like that would be a good place to start.
There is a jumpsuit pattern, the Woman's Butte jumpsuit pattern. I'm like so obsessed with
this. Is it fleece?
I mean, you could. Why not? It looks like it's like a ski jumpsuit, which I love a ski onesie.
Oh, I think they're see so it.
I need that. Like, oh my gosh. In a fleece like that's like so chic.
That little flange is so cute.
Oh, I've been watching The Real Houses of Salt Lake City, and it's all like snowy, and so their like winter ski fashion is so it's like such good winter sewing inspiration. Like their coats, their snow pants, it's like amazing. And this just reminds me of that, and I just need it in fleece.
I know, and they have like bibs and like snow pants and like full on gear. It's pretty amazing.
Are they PDF or they're paper?
Like, I don't know.
I know. I'm trying to figure out. I am upset. I can't. Oh, my gosh. You've introduced me to two different pattern companies today.
Sorry. Holly. Not sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fun things.
Fun things. Oh, they have a fishing vest. Oh, my God. Okay. I need
fishing vest. Yes.
So cute. Because like this style, these types of garments, like although like, you know, they're coming in fashion, like you could make a fishing and not wear it fit. It's like it's in style right now for sure and so cute. Oh my gosh, Amanda just got a donut delivery
and coffee. I know.
I'm gonna have to start paying these people.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Green Pepper.
And also cool. I love the name, the Green Pepper Sewing Pattern. Like, how cute. That's amazing. What else? What have we not talked about? Fleece. We talked about embroidering a little bit. But what about special sewing considerations? I think you'll need a ballpoint needle. When sewing fleece, and depending on if your fleece is super stretchy or not, you know, your stretch stitch settings. You know what? I think I asked ChatGPT this, and it was saying, ballpoint needle, and I think I closed the tab, but basically, and then what else? Oh my gosh, my ideas for all these snowsuits are just like in my mind.
Well, I just wiped you clean.
It did.
As we discussed,
just like sit with inspiration.
Yeah.
As we discussed, you don't necessarily need to finish the edges if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. It won't unravel. And if you happen to miscut it, like I did on my fleece caftan that one time, you can just butt the edges up against each other and do a zigzag stitch and fix it. And thread will just sink right into the fabric. You can't even see it. It's really a neat thing to do. I mean, I suppose it depends on the fleece, but in my case, you can't see the mistake unless you're looking for it. So just a couple of things you can do.
To sew the seams together, you could do that. Like you don't even add seam allowance, and then you have flat seams. Like that would reduce the bulk. That's a really good idea too. Mm-hmm. I could see that. So that would be also good for something reverse, like a reversible flip. If you have kind of on two sides, if you kind of butt the seams, you could do your bob and thread and your top thread different and zigzag it. That could be really cool.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for me, it's like just dealing with bulk. Like, I feel like the last time I sewed polo fleece, I broke like 4 needles. And just, it definitely, especially if you're trying to do some of those details. So, but maybe I just need to find like a thinner, high quality fleece and practice with that a little bit. I am literally just studying this shacket that I'm wearing to see how, like a major brand handled it, but there's a lot of like double layer elements to it too. Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know.
So you might need like a walking foot as well.
Yeah. If that's a good idea.
And also, pressing. You probably don't want to press it on high heat. Like if you're when I look at like your shacket and everything, I love pressing. So it's doing like corners and like collars and all that. So you probably don't want to scorch your fleece as well.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever actually press my fleece. I'm looking here trying to figure out. Yeah, it looks like I did press this. But you never know.
Yeah, it's just always a thing about sewers. We're constantly like looking at where we're like just turning things inside. Like, what did I do here? Like, how did they sew? It's so funny. Yeah. I think that's it. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, I have all these ideas and I'm just feeling cozy now.
And all I'm right. like, need to head straight for the taco fleece. Like, I am so inspired. It might have to happen out there. Today. It's out there. I know
it's out there. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a quick break and then come back and talk about all of our inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we're back and we're about to talk about what's giving us our sew inspo today. And I think for some of us, it might be fleece. Let's find out. Amanda, I'm going to call on you first.
Fleece. And I really, I have this really great, pretty basic Eddie Bauer zip-up fleece vest. And I've had it for years and I love it, but it had never really occurred to me to like try to make my own. I don't know why. Why do I have such a block with fleece? So I think I need to make myself like a novelty print fleece vest for the winter. Maybe that'll make me feel better about the cold temps if I have something silly and awesome to wear. I'm also having a turtleneck moment. I just made a bunch of vests for my small biz, and I was thinking about like styling tips for them, and I was like, I need to make myself some more turtlenecks. I love them. I have the, what's the True Bias? Is it, it's the Nico. Nico. But I need to look for a pattern that's maybe less fitted, like something that's a little bit bulkier. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, the one that, the turtlenecks that I made, I didn't actually use the Nico. I used the Seamwork turtleneck. And they were good because they weren't like really like
super tight,
skin tight. Like they, I also got cut. I cut my size. I went to my measurements for my bust and I cut my size and it wasn't overly tight. Like there was some drape and I could like tuck it in. And what's that? What was it called? Turtleneck. Yeah, it was the Seamwork one.
Okay.
What is it called?
Nina.
The Nina. Is it the Nina? Is it? No, that's the turtleneck dress. Oh my gosh. It'll come to me.
Well, I can do some research.
The Jenny. Too. It's Jenny. Jenny.
Okay, cool. I'll take a look. Yes.
It's,
Because I had made some like hemlock tea hacks as turtlenecks, and I did like that fit just a little bit more of a boxy turtleneck. But I love turtlenecks, and I need a few more in my me-made wardrobe. The other thing that is very inspiring to me right now is that I am, I've got two more shows on the small biz side, and I think I'm going to take most of December and January off from sewing for my biz. Uh-huh. So I'm like slowly building a list of things I'm going to sew for myself and Yay. Probably Ruby during that time. And it's really making me happy to just kind of carve out some time for me, because I've sewn myself a few things this year, but like it's a pretty small list. And December and January are kind of the perfect time for some cozy projects, including a fleece jacket. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Awesome. Lots of inspiration for me.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No, nothing to apologize for. It's awesome.
Probably it's the coffee and the donut delivery service.
Yes.
It got me excited.
How about you, Meg? You don't have a coffee and a donut, but do you have some inspo?
I did have a coffee and I had a cinnamon bun, but I ate them before the And yeah, fleece. I want to go to the fabric store. Like literally in our break, Amanda's like, I think I'm gonna go to Joanne's today. I'm like, I yeah. wanna go, and like I wanna make like Jay, Julie, and I something like matching for the holidays. I don't want them to be holiday specific fabric because I want to wear them like past December's, but I want to find like a wintry, like a fun, like almost like complimentary, like a taco and then like a avocado or something.
Oh, that is so cute. That is so cute.
Yeah. So I want to find some like complimentary fleeces and make something for the whole family. I think that'd be so cute.
That's adorable and I love it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I also do not have a donut. I did have coffee earlier, just in case anyone cares. And what I'm actually thinking about, and this just kind of popped into my head right at the beginning of the episode, I've got a, not fleece, but I believe minky kit. It's like a infinity scarf kit that I picked up at some event that I did when I was at Sew News, and I've never made it. And I'm thinking maybe I'll sit down and take an hour to make that. And then have something nice and warm and fuzzy to wear when I go out to work this week, and have something that I made that's not going to take too long and make me feel like I actually accomplished something this weekend. So I think I'm going to pull that out and take a look at the instructions.
I have that exact kit. It's the Shannon Fabrics kit,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think those are from Soccasion, if I can remember.
It could be.
I think they were in the bag that's occasion. I know.
Yeah, that sounds right. But yeah.
You just reminded me that I had one too.
Yeah. And And I've got a couple of random little kits. I think one of the things that we went to once, Meg, you gave me another Shannon kit for a little quilted Minky blanket that I haven't made, because I know the cats are just going to steal it immediately. But I feel like maybe just doing a little thing, because my sewing inspo has been kind of low lately. So something small, but something that will make me feel like I've accomplished something. That's what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. Maybe fleece is just good for that. You know, I mean, since you don't, it's quick, you could do it, no sew. I feel like fleece is kind of that perfect, like, quick win.
Yeah, it really is, especially when it's snowy and you're just feeling kind of chilly and you want something cozy. It's like even the act of sewing it is kind of cozy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It reminds me of, like, you know, in publishing and magazine, that you're never sewing or actively, like, for work.
Yeah.
Season it in. So I have so many memories of sewing fleece and wool coats in the heat wave.
Oh, yes.
That's sewing brutal. Bathing suits. And, yeah.
And then you have to model the dang thing. And that's the worst. Especially because, and here's a little backstage tip, y'all, at the studio we used to do all that filming at, they'd have to turn off the air conditioning because it made noise in the background. So so we'd be taking photos in a studio where the air conditioning had been turned off for the past 3 hours.
I remember I was doing, like, the quilted coat, and I would, like, I was just newly pregnant. So I was pregnant, and it was in August, and I went to school. Oh, memories.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for another work trip. I get to go back to Colorado. It will be so fun.
Yes.
I want to bring Jay. Jay needs to go to Colorado.
Yeah. Yes. Jay needs to come visit us.
And for that trip, he needs a fleece travel outfit. So
Yes.
All right. Oh, love that it. Was so fun. Mm-hmm. As usual, I was like, we talked for what? Almost an hour about fleece.
There's a lot to say, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That was awesome. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm really feeling like fleece might be more of a thing I'm going to get into nowadays.
Yeah.
In future days. So thank you for the conversation. Thank you to our listeners for listening. And until next time, let's sew. Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zinard. Find us on Instagram at Here We Sew Again Pod, or email us at herewesewagainpod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.